My name is Khaled Al Ali and I'm from Kuwait. Moved here 4 years ago almost. And I have family here in Denver. My uncle and my cousins, they live here. And I'm an asylee and I still haven't granted my asylee. I'm working with a lawyer in Boulder and she's kind of helping me, you know, to go through this kind of process. But every time I talk to her, I mean, she asks for more, you know, evidences and stuff like that. Even though I put my story in and everything, I explained that we have a lot of issues in my country based on religion, because it's more conservative country. So some groups of people who are Shia, you know, they kind of, you know, they have kind of harsh life being there. And some people who are stateless, illegal immigrants who've been in my country since 1960s, them and their grandchildren and their children who were born in the country, matter of fact, they cannot have any rights of carrying a citizenship. So most of those guys, which is part of my family, and my uncle is one of them who immigrated here to the US because of that issue. And people who have, like, you know, a Shia side in my country would suffer being raised, you know, as a kid, just from being from, you know, another part of, you know, Muslims, because it's like more ruled by Sunni than Shia. So that's like a huge case in my country, you know. And yeah, ever since I came here, I mean, it's like more like a religious kind of asylum that I have. And my lawyer, she's trying to get more evidences, you know, she needs more proofs and stuff like that, which I don't have right now. But, you know, I explained my own story. And yeah, I was like harassed, bullied, and assaulted just for being from this part of the world, you know, this part of the families.
Ebo Villa?
Ebo, what are you out here demonstrating for today?
Keeping families together and staying united. Despise race, cultural, anything, sexuality, any way people define themselves. So kind of just unity.
To keep families together. So do you know anyone who is affected by detention?
Not at the current moment, I know. Like personally or my stepdad, but my mom's husband, my sister's dad. Was detained 2 years ago, May 26, 2016. You know, and then 1 week after that, he was kind of deported. So ever since, it's been pretty harsh on my family.
Your stepdad was deported 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What has been your family, what has your family been faced with since then?
My mom just having to work harder. And just all the stress that comes with it. It's a hard life, harder emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually.
This is what solidarity sounds like. Justice has always been a struggle in this country. Freedom has always been a struggle in this country. Dreams have always been unfinished until people decided that it was time. That it was high time, that it was time together for all of us to stand up.
Andrea.
And Monica.
What brings you out here on this gorgeous Saturday morning to this rally to keep families from being separated?
Well, essentially, I think this is a moral issue of our time. I don't want to look back in 50, 60 years, if I make it that long, and look back and say I wasn't here and I just sat and did nothing. So I think it was important, you know, to really stand up for historical reasons.
I think as an immigrant, it really comes very close to my heart, and not being a very traditional person, I'm finding myself in the liberal side of it, just to call it that way. But I just feel that no child is illegal. And just from the Christian point of view, we cannot agree to make the children pay for the sins of the parents even if we were to say that the parents did something wrong. Two wrongs don't make one right.
Can you share with us your own immigration story? What made you make this decision?
My story is just very simple. I graduated from high school. I came here on vacation, and then eventually I met, at the point when I was 17, I met the one that eventually was to become my husband 3-4 years later. So I never shared the illegal status, if you want to call it that. But as an immigrant, I can see, I am aware of the greatest differences, and at the same time, I am aware of what we call the American dream. It's not really the American dream, it is a human dream to have a better life, to make a family, and to provide for your family. It's a universal dream.
Johnny Five.
Chrissy.
I'm Sarah.
Lady LaRie.
You were performing here today at the rally. The rally to keep families together.
Right.
Tell us about what brought you out here today.
I mean, we always try to respond when we're invited by the community, and people reached out and said we really want a lot of energy and we want people to feel their own strength and their own power. And so we were really honored to get to try to bring that and celebrate what the energy that was already out there. And it was people brought a lot. People are bringing a lot of pain, a lot of anger. And it is transforming now into this movement that is going to draw a line, that is going to change these policies.
I think it's important to come out and support my race, which is human. And I feel like it is important for people not to forget the oldest rule in the book, and that is to treat others the way you want to be treated. If you're treating someone or someone's family or someone's children in a way that's not okay for you or your family or your children, then you're living wrong. And sooner or later, you're going to have to answer for that.
I think music is such a powerful form of protest, and being able to, like Jamie was saying, Johnny Five was saying, channel sort of the, because I know we're all just feeling so angry about this and in some ways helpless, because it's a situation we don't always have answers to, and we don't know all the answers to, but we know that there's a clear call to action to make things right and see each other as human and not see each other as subhuman or illegal or any of these other labels we're slapping around. So being able to use music to unite and sort of rally together and support a cause that really needs supporting right now and needs our energy and attention.
Definitely. I'm a mom. I have kids. If it was me, yeah, right. You know, I keep telling all of the ladies, and I've met so many people with so many stories, and I keep telling them, you know, you're so strong, because I would be telling this story from a jail cell. You know what I'm saying? I just, the strength that it takes to have people say these things and do these things and treat your family and your children this way, and to still be able to stand tall with your head held high and still maintain your integrity and still do the right thing as a human, you know what I'm saying, is awesome. And anything I can do to support that, I'll support that.
Amen. So you've got a dream and a lot to do.